Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and we're going to talk about being ourselves today. The name of the show is Just Be Yourself. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. So if you have a goal in mind, maybe you're looking for a relationship, maybe you're looking to increase your income, maybe you want to start a business or transition into a position that's more in alignment with your truth, then I want to help you work it out. I can help you accomplish any goal. If you are ready, please visit me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. There you'll see that you can work with me in a single session. You can work with me in a package of sessions. And speaking of packages, my fall package sale is on. It's a very simple package, 12 sessions. You get to use them however way you want within a six-month period of time. And it's a wonderful way to check in, gain clarity. You can use them all in a month. You can use them, spread them out over the 6 months. It is up to you however way you choose to do it. It's yours. It's a wonderful, very affordable service. If you were to buy 12 sessions, single sessions, it's half that cost. And so it's a really wonderful way to work with me. And I even have a payment plan available for the first time, a four-part payment plan. So consider that, the fall package sale. You can find information, again, on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and you'll see in the header, it'll say fall special or fall package sale. And then if you are really committed to producing a very specific result in your life, meaning you are very clear that you want to manifest love and get married and have children, or you're very clear that you want to start a business and you want that business to earn a certain amount of money and you want to build a lifestyle around that business, whatever it is, just this very specific goal, you're ready for a breakthrough, you're ready to see a transformation, maybe you want to increase the income in your business, maybe you want to feel more confident about your body, then I would encourage you to consider my regular intuitive coaching package, also 12 sessions, but you get contact with me between sessions. So we can text, we can email. The goal is to build enough momentum in your life to fill your faith cup so it runs over and your desire is manifested into physical form. And we can do that in 3 months. It's a 3-month package, very focused, very consistent, very high energy package. And even if you don't consider yourself a high energy person, it can still be exceptionally beneficial to focus your intention so that you can create a result. So if that's something you're looking for, then again, there's a drop down under Work With Me and it says Intuitive Coaching Package, and that is available to you as well. And then lastly, if you are looking to manifest love, it's something I do very well. It's something I've spent many, many, many years understanding and studying. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, I can help anybody manifest love. I think it's the easiest thing on the planet. Mind you, though, there are other things that I think, me personally, I think is very difficult. So if you don't feel like it's easy to manifest love, then that's why I exist. And so I've designed a program. It's a low residency program where it's email only. You get an email with exercises and coaching tips every Tuesday for 8 weeks. And it's all designed to help you get really clear about what you want so that you can manifest the best relationship for you. And you get to keep all the material afterwards so you can return to it again and again and again. And it is a wonderful, wonderful way to really focus your energy so that you can attract the love that you desire. You know, you'll have to coach yourself on it and you'll have to be self-motivated to get the exercises done. But everybody who does it and does it full out will manifest love in 8 weeks or less. Or it might take you 12 weeks. Doesn't matter. But I promise you, if you do it full out, you'll meet somebody in 8 weeks. If you follow every step that I give you, I guarantee you, you will meet somebody in 8 weeks. You can't not. The way I've structured the program is you build so much energy, you fill your faith cup so high that it is inevitable that it will flow over. So if you are looking to manifest love, that is available to you. It's $54, so affordable. You get to ask me questions during the 8 weeks. So if there's an exercise you don't understand, or maybe there's something you're struggling with in your dating life, you can ask me questions. I'm so amazed that people do the programs with me. They don't ask any questions. Ask questions, my friends, whether you're in my program or somebody else's. Ask questions. If there's an area where you're stumbling in your spiritual development, in your manifestation process, that is not the time to pretend like you have all the answers. Like, it is the time to learn and to be open, because at the end of the day, all you care about is that you get what you want. It's not about your ego. It's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's not about being the fanciest. It's not about being perfect. It's just about getting what you fucking want. And I think if we started to build a world, and that's kind of what inspired this show, if we start to build a world, one person at a time, where we solely focus on what we want, we're going to change the vibration of the planet. We'd all be so much happier people. We have less strife. We'd have less ego-based stress and anxiety and doubt if we just started to allow ourselves to have what we want. So let's work into this show. You get to be yourself. This is, you know, I was working on a manifestation, and I was journaling on it today, and I was like, okay, you know, what's the feeling behind this desire? And then I realized, you know what? I get to just be myself. Like, whatever that feeling is, maybe it's peace, maybe it's self-acceptance, but I just get to be myself. That's what it came down to. So I was like, of course I got to do a show on this. So I know it seems or even feels like you're not allowed to be yourself. And maybe as a kid, you were genuinely around adults who did not want you to be yourself, because being yourself forced them to see a part of themselves they didn't want to acknowledge or deal with, so they shut you down. I think this is number one reason why people aren't themselves. It's because when they were a kid, they were told on some level that they are not allowed to be themselves. Maybe it's something that you really, really, really wanted, a toy, an experience. Maybe you wanted to go to camp and your parents told you no. Or you shared with someone a desire and they told you no. Or they maybe you wanted to be famous, right, when you were a kid, and then somebody told you, oh, there's no way that's going to happen. Or maybe you just wanted to walk through the playground at the size you are, with the mind that you have, and smile. And some bully came up and made fun of you and told you, essentially, you're not allowed to be yourself. Yeah, that fucking sucks. And here's the reality. All of us have gone through that on some level. And so now that we know that, now that we know that everybody on the planet has gone through that on some level, someone, something showing up in their life to tell them that they're not allowed to be themselves, it is no longer an excuse to give in to that belief that you're not allowed to be yourself. Everybody's gone through it, right? So you can't just say, so-and-so bullied me when I was a kid. My mom didn't let me be who I wanted to be. And I'm not diminishing that in any way, believe me. Like, I just went through a period of time of looking at those childhood issues and seeing how they were influencing my life. So I get that they can influence your life in a very real way. But in that process, as I was going through that, I realized that it was completely my responsibility to deal with this issue because I wanted what I wanted and I couldn't have it if I wasn't accepting myself, if I wasn't letting go of this pain, hurt, shame from my childhood that was keeping me from being myself. So I had to get in out of necessity because I want what I want more than I want to feel shitty. I want what I want more than I want to not deal with my issues. So everybody has gone through something that has told them they're not allowed to be themselves. It is still your holy responsibility to acknowledge those feelings, do the work to process them, find a way to move forward from those beliefs. It is your job. Yeah, you can read books. There's so many resources out there for you to deal with childhood issues that are keeping you from being yourself. You can read books. You can get in a therapeutic program. You hire a coach. Whatever it is that you need to do, return to a place of believing that you are allowed to be yourself. If you are over the age of 18, you get to be yourself without guilt, without shame, without doubt, without worry, without fear. You get to be yourself fully and completely. No matter what that self is, you get to be yourself. And so the first step to really owning who you are is deciding that you are going to take full and complete responsibility for your life, and any fear, doubt, worry, shame, guilt that is getting in the way, you're going to decide that you are no longer going to engage those thoughts or behaviors. And this is radical because, I mean, even for me, like, yeah, it's radical. Let's just go there because I have another point. I was going to go somewhere else with this, but I came to a place of peace around what I was going to say. And this is how I came to a place of peace. Now, being yourself, from now on going forward, and you're not entertaining any idea that you can't be yourself. Now, the truth is, to live in a society with other people, we have established etiquettes and guidelines for certain environments that we have to adhere to. You can still be yourself while honoring your professional boundaries, your relationship boundaries, your friendship boundaries. You can still be yourself while honoring the etiquette, the guidelines, the requirements that go into being connected to other human beings. Period. So I'll say it again. You can still be yourself while honoring the etiquette of being connected to other human beings. What does that mean? You can't just be an asshole at work. I mean, yeah. But you can still express yourself. You can still state your truth. You can still be passionate about what you believe in. And yes, a part of that etiquette is knowing the timing, you know, picking the right time and taking the right approach for your audience. But outside of that, it's all fair game. You get to be yourself. You get to be yourself fully and completely. And then the next part of being yourself is honoring your desires. Come on, you knew I was going to talk about desires because I'm a manifestation coach. So yeah, keep a journal. What do you want? Why do you want it? Be as detailed as you need to be so that you believe that you can have it. I think if you need to be really detailed because that helps you have faith and believe and put momentum behind what you're up to, then be really detailed. If you just want to write in your journal, I want a husband. I want him to be hot and I want him to be kind and I want him to love me and I want to love him back. Boom, that's all you need. Keep track of every one of your desires. Know why you want that desire. And then be so detailed in that as you need to be so that you already start to believe that it's possible for you. Because I do think that, you know, this is something I do with myself, is that I'll write it down. I think about it every day. I write it down. This is what I want. And the more that you write it down, that repetition, the more you start to believe that it's actually possible for you. So yes, a part of being yourself is allowing yourself to have whatever it is that you want. So keep a list. And it doesn't need to be a fancy reason why you want it. You can just write it down because you want it, right? Okay. Accept yourself as you are. A part of being yourself is accepting yourself as you are. Here's the thing. We create our realities by what's going on within us. So if you start to accept yourself as you are, you will start to attract people, situations, and circumstances that also accept you as you are. Yeah, why not? Just accept yourself, right? Like, come on, just the same as I told you, everybody's been told on some level that they're not allowed to be themselves. Like, everybody's had some experience that way, whether it was a parent or a bully or a teacher or whatever. Everybody. Everybody has had situations where they didn't feel accepted. And so it's not an excuse not to accept yourself anymore, right? Like, oh, I went through this thing and somebody didn't accept me, so I don't accept myself. That's not an excuse because everybody's gone through it too. So in order to be a whole, complete human being, just decide that you're going to accept yourself, right? There's nobody better or worse than you. All you have to do is just decide, I accept myself. I accept myself exactly as I am. Wild hair, carrying extra weight, a adequate GPA, a love and a passion for all things metaphysical. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. That's it. Just decide today, now, as you're listening to this podcast, you will accept yourself exactly as you are. Okay, another part of just being yourself is, and you knew I have a book about this, you know it's going to say this, my first book, you got to love yourself. You got to love yourself. And if you truly loved, I'm stalling on the notes because I want to see what I said here because it's another point I want to make on this. So I wrote, love yourself. And if you truly love something, you would take care of it. Okay, yeah, that's where I was going. So loving yourself just means taking care of yourself. Like, and taking care of yourself the way you would take care of something that you loved. Like, if you had a car you loved, you probably would keep it clean and neat and organized. You might not, but you would keep it running, right? Like, you would do something so that it stayed a part of your life. You lock the doors, maybe, right? You park it in your driveway. You wouldn't just leave it places with the keys in it, right? Even if you didn't keep it sparkly clean, you still love it and you still are going to keep it around, right? It's the same thing with yourself. Love yourself enough that you will take care of yourself in whatever way that you need. So just figure out, what is it? What do I need the most to feel loved? And then provide that for yourself. Number four, and this is one I talked about a lot over the last year, is a part of just being yourself is stop settling for stuff you don't want. And the only reason why we settle for things we don't want is because we think we can't have what we really want. So I'm going to tell you right now, and you're going to hear me, and I hope you will commit this to memory, and it will start to seep into your being. You can have whatever it is that you want, period. You do not need to settle for stuff you don't want out of fear that you can't ever have what you do really want. So just stop settling. And what do I mean by settling? Stop dating the dude that's not right for you. You know, stop taking the jobs that don't pay you enough. Stop working with the clients that can't match your energy. Choose customers that light you up. And a lot of this will happen energetically as you start to do the as you start to just be yourself, as you start to love yourself, as you start to accept yourself, energetically you will draw to you that which matches you. But you also have to declare too, and declare that first and foremost, you want to work with people who are in alignment with you, or you want to date someone who's in alignment with you, or you want to be in situations that are in alignment with you. That's it. What I find is when I settle, it slows down my momentum, slows down my progress, makes me scared, makes me wish I had something else. Sometimes I'll like injure myself, or I won't feel as high vibe or whatever. Settling just doesn't serve me well. And so then I have to get out of that situation I was settling for and then get back on the path towards what I want. So let's just decide we're going to stay on the path, only choose that which you want, and don't feel you need to settle. And we most often settle when it comes to things that we are so afraid that we're so powerful enough to have. So I have a client right now. I see her starting to go down the settling lane, and it's because I think she's starting to realize, whoa, I'm so powerful, I could actually create the life I want, and that's overwhelming. Don't let it fucking overwhelm you. Just decide. I get to have what I want. That's a part of being human. And just like I stop at stop signs, I'm going to stop myself from settling, and I'm going to go, just like I go on green lights, I'm going to go for whatever it is that I want. It's just the law. Decide you're going to rewrite the law within you. Just be yourself. Go for what you want. Don't settle. And then this point came from my spirit guides about just being yourself. And I've not heard it quite this way, and so I want to honor that this did truly come from my guides. It's, we all want love. We want to feel love. We want to be in the experience of love. We just want, I mean, it's who we are as beings, right? Like, we came from the spirit realm, which is all love, right? And we just want love, and so we're here trying to work out all the ways in which we can get love. So here is the shortcut to being love. Decide that you're just going to be a loving human being. You're going to love yourself, right? And a part of loving yourself is setting healthy boundaries. Doesn't mean you're going to let everybody just run up and through your energy and treat you anyway because you're a loving person. No. People who truly love themselves set really firm boundaries. But you're just going to be a loving being. You're going to love your life. You're going to love your work. You're going to love the people you're around. You're going to love your friends. You're going to love, you're just going to be loving. And if there's something in your life that you can't be loving towards, it is the loving thing to do to get it out and replace it with something else. So, you get to be yourself, any situation. And a part of being yourself is deciding that you're just going to be loving. And be around people that make you feel good. Be in situations that make you feel good. And if it doesn't feel good, the loving thing to do, right, is to let it go. Because if we are being love, then that deep desire for love will be manifested, right? So we get what we are. So if be love, and you will get all the love you desire back. So be love. Love yourself, praise yourself, approve of yourself, be kind to yourself. Be love. Be love. So one more time, you get to be yourself. You get to be yourself. Yes, there are etiquettes so that we can be in our environments and in our society interacting with other people. Honor those. Outside of that, you get to be yourself. And a part of that is loving yourself, being loving, accepting yourself, and allowing yourself to have what you want. No settling. No settling. You get to have what you want. You're a beautiful, amazing, radiant, glorious human being, and you deserve to have everything that you want. So just be yourself. And I know it's going to feel scary because growing up seemed like the minute you were really yourself, someone would swoop in and tell you you can't be that way. And it may even feel like you're playing that story out in your adult life. The minute you get in your groove, something happens. You get sick. The tire goes out. You pay off all your debt, and some new debt shows up. The way we stop that energy pumping in our life that we're not allowed to be ourselves, we're not allowed to be ourselves, we're not allowed to be ourselves, is that we claim, and I pray you'll claim it now in this moment, that I get to be myself. I get to be myself, 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 and myself is loving. And I love. And as a result of the energy of being loving and acting in ways that are loving, I attract loving situations to me that are in alignment with what I want, and I no longer have to settle, and I no longer have to avoid being who I really am. And in this moment, I can just accept that I get to be myself fully and completely. I am whole, I am complete, and I am love. Play with the scripting on that, but at the end of the day, continue to tell yourself, you get to be yourself. You get to be yourself. You get to be loving. You get to be accepting of yourself. You get to have whatever it is that you desire. You do not have to settle. All you have to do is be love. Be love. Be love. You deserve love. You will receive love. Vibrate at the frequency of love, embody the energy of love, and know that it is possible for you in all ways. Okay, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out my offerings at the website. We can work together one-on-one in a single session in a package, or you can do my spring package sale. It's a wonderful value. 12 sessions, half off. You can use them over 6 months, however way you want. And then lastly, manifest love in 8 weeks. I promise if you follow this program, you will manifest love in 8 weeks. Promise, promise, promise. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you being yourself and listening to this program. Take care. Bye.